From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Not all Western allies are supporting the missile strike on Syria by the U.S., Russia, I should say Britain and France. Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, is criticizing the action, which coalition leaders have said were necessary after the Syrian Assad regime allegedly unleashed chemical weapons on civilians, killing dozens last week.
There is a danger that action that is taken hastily, action that doesn't necessarily contribute to peace, actually risks not just escalating the civil war, but escalating the tensions internationally as well. So this, I think, makes it all the more important that leaders take the time to set out their objectives and strategies carefully.
British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson stands by the action.
We worked with American friends, our French friends, to degrade Assad's chemical weapons capability. That was the important point. And I hope that this will be a deterrent to him. And obviously, I hope that it will mean no further humanitarian suffering by the Syrian people as a result of the use of chemical weapons.
U.S. President Donald Trump spoke by phone to the leaders of Britain and France about the joint airstrikes. The U.S. Department of Defense said they were targeted in targeting three sites believed to be linked to the production of chemical and biological weapons. The attacks were a retaliation for suspected chemical attacks near Damascus last weekend that killed more than 40 people. Afghanistan reported deadly border skirmishes with Pakistan Sunday, but it was not immediately known who initiated it. A regional Afghan police chief told VOA the clashes erupted early morning along a border district in southeastern province and that the exchange of fire was ongoing. This is VOA News. Myanmar said Saturday it has repatriated its first family of Rohingya refugees. Rights groups say that that move amounts to a publicity stunt because security concerns for the returning Rohingyas have not been addressed. The United Nations refugee group said Friday the conditions in Myanmar are not yet conducive for returns to be safe, dignified, and sustainable. The second annual March for Science was held in the National Mall in Washington Saturday, and more than 200 similar events were held around the world. Scientists who were out marching were protesting government policies on issues from climate change to gun violence they say ignore scientific evidence. This year's march came a year after the first ever March for Science. Organizers say fears that science would be sidelined is why scientists took to the streets a year ago and continue to fight. An American pastor imprisoned in Turkey since December 2016 will go on trial Monday, facing up to 35 years in prison. U.S. pastor Andrew Brunson will stand trial on April 16th, facing charges of committing crimes on behalf of terror groups without being a member and espionage. He was arrested over a year ago for alleged connections to both an outlaw Kurdish insurgent group and followers of an exiled Muslim cleric. Brunson has denied all allegations against him. The United States has repeatedly asked Turkey to release him. While U.S. President Donald Trump remains in the United States to deal with the conflict in Syria, Vice President Mike Pence is in Peru for the Summit of the Americas, where he's smoothing over differences with Mexico, America's southern neighbor, amid unease over Mr. Trump's decision to send troops to the border and also harsh rhetoric on immigration. Also, with tensions over trade, Pence expressed hope alongside Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau that Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. could soon agree to a renegotiated North American Free Trade Agreement. The Prime Minister Trudeau.
We will continue to work hard at the negotiating table. We will continue to negotiate in good faith and hope to reach the win-win-win renegotiation of NAFTA that all three parties very much want.
And seated alongside Trudeau, Pence said that there was a real possibility the U.S. could reach a deal with Canada and Mexico and NAFTA within the next several weeks. A storm system stretching from the Gulf Coast to the Great Lakes buffeted the central U.S. with heavy snow, winds, rain, and hail, forcing flight cancellations and creating treacherous road conditions that killed at least three people, including a sleeping two-year-old girl in the state of Louisiana. In the upper Midwest, the early spring storm brought snow to a region pining for sunshine and warmth, and around 400 flights were canceled. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.